Good morning, this is Dan Darnall from KFUO Radio. It's time for Daily Chapel here at the International Center in St. Louis, Missouri. The text is Matthew chapter 8, verses 14 through 17. The Reverend Andy Becker is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
Our reading for today comes from Matthew chapter 8. And when Jesus entered Peter's house, he saw his mother-in-law lying sick with a fever. He touched her hand, and the fever left her, and she rose and began to serve him. That evening they brought to him many who were oppressed by demons, and he cast out the spirits with the word and healed all who were sick. This was to fulfill what was spoken by the prophet Isaiah. He took our illnesses and bore our diseases. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
In the name of Jesus. Amen. We see here in this reading the power and the compassion of Jesus. He sees. He speaks a word. He acts. And Peter's mother-in-law is healed. It's not simply that she's no longer sick. She's completely restored. Matthew shows us this when he includes the detail that she gets up and begins serving. When we're sick, even after we get better, our body needs to recover. We need to rest. And it takes time to return to full strength. But not with Jesus. He heals. And Peter's mother-in-law is completely restored and begins to serve. The lame man that Jesus heals can walk and carry his bed. No strength-building rehab required. The mute doesn't need to go to speech therapy. And Lazarus, well, he walks out of the tomb with no walker or cane or other assistance. When Jesus heals, he completely restores. And he does it so often through a word. His word of power that healed the centurion's servant earlier in this chapter, even without Jesus being present, now heals Peter's mother-in-law and all the demon-possessed and sick that gather, even though it's already evening. They won't wait, and neither does Jesus. He heals, and with a word. Matthew then quotes from the servant song in Isaiah 53. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. However, Matthew seems to be offering his own translation. At least he's not quoting from the Septuagint, which focuses more on the spiritual healing that Jesus brings by taking our sins to the cross. But Matthew's focusing on the physical, using words, illness, in disease instead of grief and sorrow, showing us that the restoration Jesus brings is not simply for our sinful souls. It's physical as well. Jesus has come to restore all things, not just halfway, not just a partial healing, a removing of the sickness or ailment, but a complete restoration to health. Jesus' miracles and healings in his ministry foreshadow the reality of complete healing that is to come. After all, everyone that Jesus healed in his earthly ministry still eventually succumbed to death. But even as Jesus submitted himself to death on the cross, he was raised to life to be the first fruits of the resurrection. Because Jesus rose, you too will rise. In this life, we will have struggles and trials. We will have sickness and face death. And while God may bring temporary healing and relief, unless Christ returns first, we too will die. And so our hope is Jesus. The one who doesn't bring partial healing, But by bearing our sins, our sickness, our death, he will heal us completely. There will come a yet more glorious day when saints triumphant rise in bright array. There at the resurrection, in the new heavens and the new earth, we will be healed completely. No more sin, no more suffering, no sickness, no disease, no more death. And so with this future clearly in view, you live now with hope, with the certainty that he has borne your sins on the cross, that through his simple but powerful word spoken through your pastor, your sins are forgiven. And you live now with the certainty that your present sufferings do not compare to the glorious splendor of what will come. Through this hope, this certainty, the Spirit gives you endurance no matter what you face today. And Christ's word of power gives you comfort in every circumstance of life. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast to Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.